From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says the Iran nuclear deal will prevent a devastating war in the Middle East. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before. The president said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive.
Today, Iran has enough nuclear material to produce up to 10 nuclear weapons. With this deal, they'll have to ship 98% of that material out of the country, leaving them with a fraction of what it takes to make even one weapon.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal. He said Saturday the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. A U.S. Navy petty officer who was shot Thursday at a military support center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has died. Petty Officer Randall Smith is the fifth person, that is, to die in the shooting. 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz unleashed a barrage of fire at a recruiting center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, then drove several kilometers away to a Navy and Marine Reserve center where he shot and killed four Marines and seriously wounded Smith. Abdulaziz was shot to death by police. Fred Fletcher is Chattanooga's police chief.
I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department and I personally as their chief of police are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
Hundreds of people attended an interfaith memorial service on Friday night. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nairobi's Westgate Shopping Mall, the scene of a brutal Al-Shabaab siege that left 67 people dead in September of 2013, has reopened after months of renovations. As Lenny Ruvaga reports, many Kenyans still bear physical and psychological scars from the attack, but most are happy to see the rebirth of the mall.
Fred Ogundo survived the Westgate attack. He managed to escape from the mall, barely making it out alive, though three of his colleagues were killed. With the mall's reopening, Ogundo sees an opportunity for others to earn an income.
Remember, that is where we used to work. And when it was brought down, it's like our food on the table was also brought down. So we are very happy.
Kenya remains on high alert as the two-year anniversary approaches. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Iraqi officials say the death toll from Friday's truck bombing in eastern Iraq has risen to 115, including women and children. The blast at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Sa'ad was one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast on social websites and said the target was Shiite Muslims. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, mostly Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militant group. The Saudi Interior Ministry said in a statement that the arrests were part of a large operation to thwart planned Islamic State attacks on mosques, a diplomatic mission, security forces, and government facilities in the kingdom's Sharura province. The Interior Ministry accused those arrested Saturday of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosques in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Former FIFA Vice President Jeffrey Webb has pleaded not guilty in a U.S. federal court Saturday in connection with a massive international soccer corruption scandal. Webb was one of 14 defendants accused of soliciting more than $150 million in bribes. He was flown to New York from Switzerland this past week after choosing not to contest his extradition. A judge in New York released the 50-year-old dual citizen of Britain and the Cayman Islands on $10 million bond. His wife, a U.S. citizen, and her relatives signed the bond papers in court. Six other FIFA officials are fighting extradition to the United States. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.